Rinpoche asks everyone to begin with engendering the awakening mind, bodhicitta, that is the wish to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings in number vast as space. Towards that end, one resolves to listen to, reflect and meditate on the teachings.
Donc Rinpoche commence par demander à chacun d'engendrer l'esprit de l'éveil, qui est la bodhicitta et le souhait d'atteindre l'illumination afin d'aider tous les êtres.
Ne kasang tu tring sanga durje tek pe lo la jui som je nambar ya pa te kar che mo re ti se na tring tang bo jui som je nam ya do je ki.
So then with respect to the Vajrayana tradition, the three tantras are considered to be very important. Therefore, Rinpoche will give a brief presentation of these.
Take a low lecture chain. Juice on Janam Ya Yote
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 Juice on Janam Ya Yote.
Le
sein yermi jui jui yimbakanji. Le sein yermi jui jui yimbakanji. Tabki yermi revi jui ta. Tabki yermi tabji jui ta. Kuni yermi revi jui yimbasa. Te yote se ka. Yimbasa se ka.
So then the Vajrayana tradition contains or presents the three tantras. It presents the three tantras since it is or it contains the causal tantra, which is the inseparability of body and mind, the tantra of means, which is the inseparability of means and wisdom, and the tantra of fruition, which is the inseparability of the two kayas.
Tela ta jui jui te ludan sem yer me ba se gi yore ludan sem yer me ba te a rak pa mai ba travel ludan sem ni yer me ba.
So then the causal tantra or tantra of cause then is, as was said, the inseparability of body and mind. Here body doesn't refer to the coarse physical body, it refers to the subtle body. So it's the inseparability of the subtle body and mind.
Pena nga tso mlaan je kaap je lue taan, mlaan je kaap je sem ni bu te, tene ngo yer me pare. Karra sana mlaan je kaap je lue te,
So then, if one dreams of a body or one's own body, then in the dream state, one's mind and body are essentially inseparable. The body then dreamt of and the mind cannot be distinguished. They are inseparable.
Then, when a rapper loses it, they can't do that. Then, what a grand thing to do it. The rapper loses it. Rapper same day, then he has to take the number he bought. So, rapper same day. Then, you, then, go in me on the
So, So then, both with respect to body and mind, there is a coarse aspect with respect to the body, that is then our physical body made up of flesh and blood. With the coarse mind, one refers to an externally oriented consciousness. These two could never be inseparable or unified. No, they aren't.
Tene trabe sem de karre se na sem je ngo tene sartong yer me ba kha se te je nam ki mai ba sem je ngo sartong yer me ba la trabe sem se
then we have the subtle aspect of mind that is that which is termed the subtle mind that is then the essential nature of mind which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness free from any type of externally oriented consciousness.
Then travel lute rakpa luje nelok nelok re.
So
rakpa luje nelok re.
The subtle body is then the true nature of the coarse body.
Rakpa luje nelok travel lute travel sem sardong te dang oyen me.
This subtle body and the subtle aspect of mind, being the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, these two then are inseparable.
Te yeba ta de kariyera sana, tene nga tso mlan je kapso, tambo nga tso nyi kong ne tsoto kena wa te semwa sala temgari, semwa sala temte, tembe kapso nyi togre, tene mlan je nama kharamba kapso, Tene zog je nama hiyar ka dhwa. Te zog je nama hiyar ba te travel lu je tsan ra wo je hiyar ka yore. Tena travel lu ye bata re.
Then indications of this, namely the inseparability of the subtle body and mind, is then as follows. Then, when one falls asleep, the eight consciousnesses, the Niku Namshit Soke Yangina Tsotuk, the six sense consciousnesses are absorbed into or dissolved into the all basis consciousness. It is dissolved into or absorbed into the clarity of mind, whereafter one falls into a heavy sleep, a thick sleep, so to speak, where there are no dreams. After that, then dreams arise in mind. Then, in the dream state, one dreams of various forms, such as one's body. That is then, so to speak, an expression of this subtle body, the body which one dreams of. It's, so to speak, the creative or dynamic aspect of the subtle body that manifests in the dream. So this is then an indication of the existence of a subtle body. Yes, so this is then, well, the body dreamt of is then an indication of that a subtle body, the existence of a subtle body, but it's not the subtle body itself.
Oui, donc le fait que.
Deyen de tanda, hyakyose, himinsa de hyakyose pekapso, himinsa grava, hyakyose yanka hyela, tene. Turba drama da yungare lujun turba luye ban turba yungare te ye ba te yang tene travel lu rakpa lu ma yin ba tene travel lu ji ye ba ta
so then so well some people then that have been operated on while they are asleep then they have had dreams or dreams one could say, of their own body, different experiences in relation to their body. which also can be said to be an indication of the existence of the subtle body.
Ba travel lose ji de kar sa na sem jin ne lok sa tong ye mi re sem jin ne lok sa tong ye mi de la dan da rap lu cha ya ge ne ba ji yo re ne ba ji ge go dan da sem jin go sa tong ye mi dang go ye mi
so in brief then this subtle body is the true nature of mind which is the inseparability of clarity and emptiness. Then the coarse physical body arises out of the true nature of mind. So the true nature of mind, being the inseparability of clarity and emptiness, then is that which then permits or is responsible for the manifestation of the coarse body.
The rapa wang de se na. Melange luta, melange sem yemi in bandavo san montana, conedigo.
Well, one can develop an understanding of this union or inseparability of the subtle body and mind from the example of the dream state that Rinpoche gave.
Then the ta ye ne capso luta sem yerme pate tele joy joy serete, yamar sabi yere. Ye ne capsule lu le same year me but tell a joy juicer. Joy second wa. Joy jure de Tamajan year.
So,
yet the king in with the chicken.
We have the ground or basis aspect of the king in book.
The king in book, yes, again, the king in book that and that chicken.
We have the basis or ground aspect. Which is then related to the causal tantra or tantra of cause. This is then, as was said, the inseparability of body and mind. This is then the basis for purification. So this then is what is to be purified.
Donc on a l'aspect.
Then we have the second tantra of means, which is the inseparability of means and wisdom.
De kap je tab ki yemi de tab ninje chembo ta hirap tongba ni yerme pare.
That is then the inseparability of compassion, which is related to means, and of emptiness, which is related to wisdom.
Tab ninje chembo se je de tsogo deva chembo lo kogo yere.
So with means, that is compassion, then one should mainly understand means. With means then, which is in relation to compassion, one should mainly understand greatness.
Tena tene tabki yer me ba dedong yer me ba de tabji ju sigur.
So this tantra, of course, then is the inseparability of compassion and wisdom, or of bliss and emptiness.
Kuni yelme da sumba devi jude ke kuni yelme baten devi jude.
So then we had the third tantra, which is the one of fruition, which is, as was said, the inseparability of the two kayas.
Then Kuni de Chukota Zukunire Chukota Zukunite Nantor La Sosore Mato Nesor Chukota Zukuni putting over Chikore.
So then these are then the Dharmakaya and the two form kayas from a relative point of view or from the point of view of how manifestations appear or how existence manifests. These then appear as though being separate. From an ultimate point of view, they are inseparable.
Tena juisom te jui jui te tu samje tupa hirap dan sambe hirap je kovar savatan hibar savare. Tabji jui te gombe nyams lamar savare. Devi jui te gombe nyams lang te tene trima tamje tapan devi ondo sepatelo tene devi jui se.
So we have the first tantra of course. understanding of it is developed by listening to the teachings on that subject and reflecting upon the meaning. Then we have the second tantra of means, which is then developed or practiced. It is the practice of meditation. Then we have the third tantra of fruition. Which is then a state or the fruition, free from all stains, free from all faults or defects. This has then been achieved by means of the second tantra, which was, as we saw, the practice of meditation. This presentation of the three tantras is a very basic one. Of course, there are very extensive explanations on the subject, but within this basic explanation given, then contains, so to speak, the sense of these three tantras.
Tene ya sanga kalola kar chi hyu te chirem dang zorem yire.
Two other things that are very important in the Vajrayana tradition are the developing phase and the completion phase. So if someone claims that one should only practice meditation of the completion phase, since practices of the developing phase are conceptual, then that's a mistaken point of view which should be refuted. This is then done with the following argument. It follows that conceptual meditation of the developing phase is necessary since this artificial or fabricated path, that is the developing phase, is a means to enter or proceed to an unfabricated or an unfabricated an unfabricated path, which is then the completion phase.
Chitang chiram si chete chume namdo ka takpam chume tonta zorem te narma ma chube tendare.
So generally speaking, with respect to the developing phase, the meditation or the practice of meditation is a conceptual one, so it's artificial or fabricated, so to speak. Practices of the completion phase, on the other hand, are not artificial. They are, so to speak, natural or unfabricated.
Chirem te chumam toktare, chumata toktak gomna pengimare, machupa ngana yagovaya samgara. Zorem machupare ti sena zorem gombare mato, chirem gomna pengimare samgara.
So the statement given then, at the beginning, amounts to that this person stating this thinks that practices then of the developing phase, since they are conceptual or fabricated, are not very beneficial. One should therefore only practice meditation in relation to or according to the completion phase.
Donc
tena ta chirem te chumelam tokta yin yang tene te gomba la gupa yo par dog go yire.
So even though practices of the developing phase are conceptual, they are necessary.
Trid kararasana chumelane machubalana yogubase zerawa chirem chuma yin yang chumelam gomba la gupa yore chumelana tende machubalan yogubatin se ki tene chumelan chirem gomba la gupa yobadubu.
This is then, these practices are then, as was said, necessary. They enable one to enter an unfabricated path, which is then the completion phase. So for that reason, conceptual meditation is necessary.
Madamna, Madamna, sena, Jumalana, Majibalana, Jogba. Ta madrup se na ter tar jume lan ne ma jube lan lan jo gu ba tar jume chirem je lan lan tin de chirem je lan jume chirem je lan lan tin de ma jube zorem lan jo gu ba se mu ma tang bo te le jume lan da ma jube lan ma de yo ma ro jima ten che te le sa ra tan re jume chirem je lan lan tin de ma jube zorem lan jo tho ba se
So if the first reason given isn't accepted, then one should continue and give more extensive reasons for one's point of view. An example of that would be the following reason, that conceptual meditation then is needed, since independence upon the fabricated path or artificial path of the developing phase, one is able to enter the unfabricated path of the completion phase.
Tene, kerem la da pinkor gomba la tene, tene, machi pa zorem la jok toba.
Independence.
Zorem la jok toba, toba am, ore.
In dependence upon these practices, one is then enabled to enter the unfabricated path, which is the completion phase.
Yana ko devo se na chume lana ten ten ma chupe ton to thukri se na.
One can also say that in dependence upon artificial or fabricated practices, that is conceptual meditation, one is enabled to realize one is enabled to realize that which is unfabricated, that which is natural or not artificial.
Jumse this and tini chirem combate le tambo pe chirem combate karchimbore.
So for these reasons mentioned, it's very important for a beginner to do these practices, these conceptual practices of the developing phase.
Somba nyamni tsovar sepa nam la nyam su lang deva seta tsukye jin jokdova.
So then in the text comes a concluding part in verse form, which is given for those that emphasize practice to facilitate their practice of meditation.
Tetar sanchin tekpe jyuzi ton, nu ju jyusum takpe tsor hihin, si hi nyamba nyeje ton to na, na sin konde kosom jarvi hin hipate.
So there is a verse given which is as follows. Thus the meaning of the teachings of the great secret path is contained in the knowledge of how the external world, sentient beings therein, and their minds are pure. If sameness of existence and peace is realized, all possible manifestations of samsara and nirvana become the Buddha realm of the three kayas.
Tetar heba de kong de heba tar sanchin te bjeze ton sanchin dorje te bjeze ton de dor dona tene takpa ta nyamni ni sundugir.
So in brief then, the meaning of this great secret path amounts to purity and sameness, the views of purity and sameness.
Tene takpa de kandes ki gore sana ne ju ju som takpa tsol ki hi. Se no jin ji tin tam ke na dong yin mi in bi jum tin ke yin ye ri kang do takpa ta na ju ju sim chin nam tene yedan je lar takpa ta ju nam ki zo ji yi ki zo takpa te Nuju Jusum Tabe Sorhike. Takpa the Nuju Jusum the Tabe Sorhigo.
So purity is then the purity of the external world. That is the knowledge of the external world as appearance and emptiness inseparable. For that reason, then, the external world is a celestial abode, a mandala. Then there are sentient beings within the world. These are then of the nature of deities, and there are then the consciousnesses or minds of these sentient beings. There is one presentation of 8 types of consciousnesses. So with respect to purity, these 8 consciousnesses are transformed into wisdom. So that is the sense of purity.
Nyamni je taba de karasana sigi nyamba ni je ton dona sigi nyamba niam konde nyamba ni je ton do ko.
So then it's necessary to realize the sameness of samsara and nirvana.
Tene tetar to na na se in konde kosom jarwe kinse na se dan konde ji chu tam je tene kosom jaran kin jarwe kin kan le yin to ma da bung bu ma ro pre.
That will then result in the experience of that all phenomena of both samsara and nirvana become a Buddha realm, the Buddha realm of the three kayas.
Tetar tene tanyam ni bo te takpa tanyam ni je ton te yapo chik tokpa yino tene sangha dorje te kanyam ni de yapo yungu yore.
So if this purity and sameness are realized, that will result in a very good practice of the Vajrayana.
Sangha dorje te pe lan te sapo to nyurpo re nyurshu te nga lami je lo la tse chik lu chik la yang Sanje to combat drug to rete, Yenaya, seeking yamni tang, tanta, tanyam, takpa, tan yamni, jitavate, mato, no, then eh, Dorje tekulana, tsechil, Sanje to combat drug collector.
Then, generally speaking, the Vajrayana is a very rapid path. According to the incomparable Tantra tradition, one is able, by practicing this Tantra tradition, to attain Buddhahood in one life. Rinpoche then says that if purity, as was described, and sameness are not realized, it will be very difficult to attain Buddhahood in one life. So the realization of purity and sameness is needed or indispensable.
Sikhi nyamba nye je ton ton na, te kansa wangpo yang rab ji tanda tse chik to drom na sanji, tse chik la sanji ji kompa drom to bari.
So then, in the case of someone, a practitioner of superior faculties that has realized purity and sameness as was described, then Buddhahood in that case or by that person could be attained in one lifetime with the realization of purity and sameness as a basis.
re te ta da sanga dorje tik pe log je te ne tren di o gyoi som dang jerem da zorem je kortang raba te ne gom don la jaba che dor du ji.
So this was then a brief teaching on the three tantras and the two phases, the developing and completion phases, and a brief teaching then on the meaning of meditation. Now we will meditate on Bodhisattva.
Dieu,